Triple M's Rush Hour, the home of footy news, big name players and important topics.
What have you seen unusual?
Get into Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
That's what I do. Provide entertainment, Jim. That's my go.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I think it's about time.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. I feel good.
Oh, everyone listens. Everyone feels good. It's how this show operates. Yep. And look at the sunshine out there, Bill.
Oh, beautiful.
This is just an extraordinary little patch we're having, except for Saturday night where it turned Arctic.
Bloody
what the bloody hell happened there?
Freezing, Jim.
What the hell? But magnificent weather. Best city in the world. And I'll tell you what we've got today. What? Damo in shortly. Oh. Talk about two massive prelim finals coming up. Mm-hmm. Ryan Hoffman, speaking of prelims.
Oh, yes.
Well, you better have the balls to ask him when he comes in.
I'm not sure, because I don't think he gets a game, Jim.
Oh, Bill.
I know.
Ryan Hoffman comes in talking all things Storm. We've got Paul Ruse on the line, because an extraordinary thing happened in Sydney, Bill.
Yeah,
we need to get to the bottom of that.
And in Adelaide, believe it or not, the same weekend.
That's nuts. So a big show. Hello to you, Bill.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. And g'day to you, Rab.
Plenty of space for Lennigan. Goes to half forward. Brownless, bend down, son. He can't mark, but he bashes it on to Jackson.
Bashes
Jackson
it.
Should take possession and goal. Too slow, Jacko. Handball to Brownless. He's too slow.
It's my first game ever.
First game already for the piling into you, Bill.
Yeah, already. Who's that? Peter Landy.
He's too slow.
He can get stuff.
Bend down, Brownless. Oh,
beautiful lead on the wing.
Brownless, bend down, son.
Lennigan just had to hit me with a nice kick. A beautiful kick he was. Oh, misses me. And then Jacko, just handball it to me. I kick a goal.
That's it.
First game. That's back in 1986, Jim.
Jeez.
Long time ago.
It is a long time ago. I tell you what, we've got a couple of our staff members here, Bill.
Yes, who?
Fair dinkum boinged their way in here.
Old stiffies.
Have a look at old Abraham Lincoln here.
Yes.
Young bloke, his younger brother, Charlie Spargo, was very, very good.
Nice goals.
And therefore through to a prelim. And he's fair dinkum pockestawny Morky out the front of his setup.
I don't think he's going to Perth, by the way.
No, he's not welcome over there. And then Rabsy.
Oh, Rabsy.
Just a typical Collingwood bogan.
Yes.
They have a nice win. Look at the bloody setup on him.
Haven't you jumped on the wagon?
Jeez.
Well, I've been on the wagon since 1988.
Very nice win. And I think Jim and I were the only two that picked Collingwood, by the way, didn't we, Jimmy?
Yep.
Boy.
You certainly were strong on them.
The ground and the weather conditions I thought would help them. Giants are okay.
They were bloody good the week before. That's what people forgot.
Yeah, and you were over there.
They were very good against West Coast. It took their very best.
So Richmond, Collingwood, MCG Friday night.
She sold out, done.
Done?
There are no tickets
so
left.
So that means 100,000.
Well, only if the members, because the MCC members, we don't know.
And
but
then,
at least 95.
And then West Coast, Melbourne, Perth Stadium.
There's no tickets there.
320.
That's done.
Yeah, that's
they're
done.
Full as a boot.
Well, 40,000 members' tickets were snapped up before midday today, Jim. Good luck there. We'll go through all the footy with Damo.
What about my Cleveland Browns? Seriously.
Oh, Jim, what's
firstly, a tie round one, which never happens because you get overtime.
Yeah.
So scores level after overtime round one.
And
then round two, Bill, we're charging. A game-tying touchdown.
Yes.
Missed the point after.
How do you miss the point after?
It's like missing a goal from the goal square. It's unheard of, Bill. Only Cleveland can manufacture this.
Jim, they are jinxed. Speaking of footy, local footy, Jim, we love this.
Yes.
The VFL Grand Final this week,
yes.
Casey versus Box Hill.
Yep.
And a few boys running around for Casey trying to get into the Melbourne side.
Bernard
Vince.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
TAC Cup is the Stingrays, Dandenong, taking on Oakley Chargers.
Yep.
That'll be a good one.
Yep.
The VFLW, Geelong versus Hawthorn.
The
rivalry continues there. In the Ballarat Footy League, East Point take on Melton. Well done, Melton. All full of local kids.
Yep.
The Golden Valley, Kyabram versus Shepparton. And in the Ovens of Murray, Albury and Wangaratta again. Some results over the weekend in the VAFA. St. Kevin's defeated Old Collegians.
Right.
And Aberfeldy defeated Kilor, coached by
that,
Mick McGuan.
You've just gone back to SEN for a minute, have you?
Well, this is all good. It's local footy. And, all right then, Jim, I'll tell you who won. Did you see the Pines versus Sorrento?
No.
Pines won by a point.
Did they?
They're called the Pines Pythons, Jim.
Right.
They won by a point.
Is that Aaron Edwards' mop?
Yes, right. He led the goal kicking.
Yep.
And they kicked a point after the siren to win.
I saw it on Instagram.
There was a streaker. There was everything at that game yesterday. Mount Eliza won the seconds and the under-19s.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Well, I was down that way, Jim, over the weekend.
You've now gone from SEN to community radio.
Community
What is wrong with you?
Well, good win by the Mounties in the under-19s.
Like all right, Damien Barrett to join us.
Glenn Maxwell made 81 too.
This is Damo's Recovery Session. Coates Hire will help make your project happen. 13 15 52 or coateshire.com.au.
Thanks to Coates Hire. Damo comes in every Monday. Welcome, Purple.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill.
Dame.
Jeez, we've got a
massive, isn't it?
Mouth-watering Friday night coming our way.
Oh, we do. First time that these two teams, Collingwood and Richmond, have been in a final, Bill, since the 1980 grand final when they got 113,000 through the gate. Jeez. I reckon they'd be able to get that figure again in this preliminary final if they could. Bill.
But it's, I think it, you can only get
cap it off at about 100, yeah.
Capped
high 99s. How'd
they get 113?
Oh, they got 121, I think, in 1970, didn't they, Jim? I think
they used to sit on the boundary.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had the terraces, didn't they? So you couldn't.
And standing
on the ground, and the ball would go out of bounds, and players have to walk through spectators to get the ball.
Yeah, the occupational health and safety probably wasn't in as much as it is now.
But... Oh, like the dunny paper. You're trying to get a kick, and they're all wrapped around your ankles.
Yeah.
Like, it was a completely different
and
time.
And they ran out for the Cats. Happy Hammond.
Third
with his coach.
Harpsichord.
Oh, the captain, the vice captain, and then he ran out.
That's it. Come on, Bill. What went on down there?
What happened down there?
It is going to be completely nuts. It's only going to be the MCC members that stop it being 100,000.
That will be the case. And you'd like to think in 2018 we'd have a system in place to ensure that every seat that could be filled is filled.
Yeah, but we don't.
No, we don't.
We don't.
It's only 2018. Yep. Going back, Jim, the history of these two clubs, it's obviously well known and well celebrated, but... Something, I think one part of their history that's slightly overlooked is the player poaching wars that went on in the sort of early to mid-80s on the back of what happened in 1980 grand final. And then Richmond got back to the grand final in 82. And then there was just all hell broke loose between the two clubs.
Jeff Raines.
Brian Taylor was sort of caught up in
Thank
it eventually
Brian.
Too. He was. Even Phil Walsh played 1 year at Collingwood as the rookie of the year and then went to Richmond. Craig Stewart was another one, Bill.
Snaggles.
Cloak. So, yeah, it was an amazing period in the game. And again, it's staggering to think that back as big as they both were in the 1980s, but we haven't seen them in a finals until this Friday night.
Well, it was just like, Richmond and Hawthorne. Never played in a final. We did ask Brian on Triple M Saturday night who he will be supporting.
And?
Whoever gets him a gig.
Oh! Well, which we were always confident
of. Come on,
that
Brian.
Being the correct answer.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't just be that. It's whoever's prepared to pay the most.
That is true.
And that is true. It will be enormous. And they have run, this is Collingwood, have run Richmond pretty close twice.
Yeah.
It's taken them deep into both of those games for the Tigers to eventually lasso Collingwood. So they'll go into this game with a nice level of confidence.
They will. And you read the game on the weekend better than I did, Jim. I thought GWS would win that game, but you liked what you had seen the previous week against West Coast, which you saw live, and then they backed it up. And it's one thing they've done pretty much all year, apart from losing the first two games where we all thought, gee, here we go again with Collingwood. It was back in round four, wasn't it, when Stevenson kicked those, was it five goals, Bill, on the Friday night?
Yep.
That, to me, was the turning point for that club. And then they just have not taken a short step since that moment. They've had players go down, as we know. They've had players who have been even quiet. And I think like Mason Cox is under as much pressure as anyone because he's had two quiet finals, hasn't he? But even when he had the second of those two quiet finals on the weekend just gone, Hoskin Elliott steps up, doesn't he? I mean, and Josh Thomas, who might have fallen out of form a little bit in the back half of the year or maybe the last 6 or 8 weeks, he still kicked those early goals, didn't he, on the weekend? And they've got 38 goals out of him and 41 goals each out of DeGoey and Hoskin Elliott. Mm. And DeGoey's got that number off only 19 games.
DeGoey, the room he had on the weekend was just unbelievable. Just too much room, which you wouldn't think Richmond would allow that for 1 second.
There's a heap of room, wasn't there? Even with the balls being held up going into the Collingwood forward line, they were still able to configure it so that there was that space for him to lead into. And I don't know what happened there. That was just a clear breakdown. And clear breakdown of communication too, because you couldn't have possibly coached for that to be the case.
What did he have wrong with him? Because he went off the ground, he was limp. limping badly, and they're saying a rolled ankle, but I don't think it's a rolled ankle.
What did Ron White say at the time?
Well, Lee wasn't there.
Okay.
Oh, no. What did you say?
What's happening?
Forgot
to
turn up.
Oh, he did not.
No, I don't know where he was. But because it looked like a tendon some sort, because he come off, went downstairs, had a jab, and then he come back on, and he was away, and he was
all very quick, wasn't
it? Yeah,
and he hadn't even he had that sort of short step after he took the mark, didn't he? Which was the incident in question. But yeah, I suppose the fear at one stage was that you hope it's not that bone bruising that he had that forced him to miss a few games late in the year. But Treloar, you can't talk highly enough about him, can you? First up after 12 weeks, the week before in Perth, comes back, and then you get to quarter time of that game where it's a really hard fought narrow margin at that point, and you'd probably think he's the one player who might struggle in the next 30 minutes, yet he was the one player who dominated the next 30
lifted
minutes.
Like a mare's tail.
No, they were really good. Cox is very important to them structurally, though, Damo. So yeah. I know he's been quiet, but they put a lot of ball through him. So I don't see any issue with him, and he'll play that role again. I love him. I love how they've got pressure as the 1-2-3-4-5 thing they
exactly.
do.
Yeah,
they outnumber almost at every contest, so their work rate's extraordinary. They play for each other and with each other, and for Nathan Buckley. I love Nathan Buckley.
All that.
The way he's conducted himself this year, Purple, has been he's just so good. He's relaxed, he's smiling, and the calm demeanour just looks like it's washing over the whole playing
But group. Have a look at all the teams that are left, Jim. The calm demeanour, as you said, everyone's happy. Richmond, and that happens when you win, I know.
Yeah, true.
But certainly Collingwood have changed that around this year.
They have.
And they've been a happy year aside all year. Buckley's been great.
Melbourne's the same.
Melbourne's the same.
Which is probably the point you're about to get to, isn't it? I mean, it's a good point.
And then you see West Coast over there. They enjoy themselves.
Yep. And we had Jake Lever on pre-match on the weekend. And again, he wasn't going to criticise what he'd experienced at Adelaide Crows. But as an observation, it was very different to what they did last year. And we all saw that, didn't we, from the outside. And obviously he lived it. And it was a stark contrast to what we're seeing.
And all playing for the coach.
Yep.
And I know every club tries to do that, but there's a buy-in. And they were like Simo over in Perth. The players, you can see, love him. You can see the players this year love Bucks. Mm. Goody, they love him, and obviously Dimmer.
Oh, tracky pants Goody. What is it? You don't go to the footy in tracky pants.
Did he really have
tracky? And
really
a pair of tracky pants.
You can't wear tracksuit pants outside of your house, can you? Unless you go to the gym.
I'm 100%.
He did not.
He had tracky pants on.
He wouldn't have.
He was standing there with tracksuit pants on.
He's a fashion icon, or he thinks he is.
Bill, I was astounded. And in fact, in front of the assembled 1.7 million, just had to point it out.
You're
better than that. Yeah. You've got to be better
than
that.
So you interviewed him?
No, we had him on the screen because he was standing up at three-quarter time.
Yeah.
And he had tracksuit pants on.
Is this you putting mayonnaise on a story?
I'm telling you. I could see the New Balance.
New Balance.
He had the New Balance tracky pants on.
Those flared track pants?
Come on, Goody. He's an Adelaide Bogan. And it just came out for a second.
Any
I want to see it with my own eyes.
No, I want to see it too. Any changes? Because Collingwood, Darcy Moore is there, and Ben Reid was named as emergency.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Melbourne, Bernie Vince, Jeffy Garlick kicked three. Peterson was good again. Tom Bug. They got a few there.
I don't see Bernie Vince coming back in. I reckon there's going to be a discussion of sorts around
just because he took
Moore.
Your glasses that Thursday night.
Oh, that was 12 years ago, Bill. I reckon there's a discussion to be had about Darcy Moore. When you say, is there a decision to be made, as is in the case with the All-Australian team, Bill, someone's got to come out. Who would it be at Collingwood? Is it Chris Mayne?
Well, there's a couple of injuries. Oh, Sire only had a corky, so I'll be right.
I think they like him
enough. Early.
Yeah, yep. I think
big
they like him.
Bum. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, no. Nice big chassis.
Big chassis.
Yeah, but hard at it. he's good.
And you couldn't possibly contemplate Majacek. As though he was quiet on the weekend, he has put together a really, really good second half of 2008.
No change up again. No change, Collingwood.
No one comes out that side.
I would have thought. No, again, if you want to roll the dice and play more, maybe it's Chris Mayne. But I don't see it happening, but I reckon if he's fit, you have a conversation. Just before he jumped off Collingwood, love what Braden Maynard did when he just went public with his matchup on Toby Green. And what did Buck say, Bill? We told him in a team meeting and then he decided to tell the world.
Everyone.
So, that's it.
But then carried it off, didn't he, Jim?
I reckon I can get him one-on-one.
And he
what
did.
About that?
And the first one that came to him, Toby Green slipped over, just takes a mark and you just go, oh, I've got him.
And he was first one into the fight off the the bench at half time, too. He actually had the tracksuit top on.
Hey, speaking of tracksuits.
And he was in there first.
That's it. No, I like that, too.
And talking about how they've just done and stood up all year, how, again, missed 4 weeks late in the year, just came back seamlessly. Langdon playing a fantastic season, covering for Schoenberg and Dunn and others and more who've gone down. So they've just all put it together. Sidebottom is now franking the All-Australian form he's in.
Absolutely.
Pendlebury, we now know why he was quiet in week one against West Coast, because he had his teeth rattled and knocked around. And and Grundy just performed as he's done all year.
He's a magnificent athlete, Grundy. He's a ruck rover. Mm. He just takes off. I love Sidebottom.
So you're picking the Pies, Jim?
No. I'm not, because Richmond have given me no reason to ever not pick them again. And until they give me a reason, I'm just going to keep picking them.
We keep waiting for them to fall over, but they won't.
No, they won't. They've been amazing. Hey, speaking of Treloar, the other thing I love about him is the amount of trash he talks. You keep your binoculars on him. He has got his gob open the whole time. I absolutely love it.
He's carried that a bit too, hasn't he?
There was a bit going on
when he chose
the Giants players, ex-Giants players and the Giants. There was a bit going on. Tyler Adams, I reckon he likes to say a bit too.
There's a bit going on there, Bill, which I think is absolutely brilliant. All right, we'll get to a break. Look at the Demons next.
Sounds good.
For Coates Hire, Damien Barrett.
Had a good look at Collingwood. That's going to be massive. What about the game Saturday? Melbourne, West Coast in Perth. Things sold out. In fact, I think it was sold out a year ago.
Yeah. When they built the stadium.
Yeah, but I didn't think they were anywhere near as good, Melbourne, this week as they were last week, but still got the job done.
Yeah, they did. And I reckon what was most impressive, the way I looked at it, Jim, was how they reconfigured at halftime. It hadn't quite worked out. I thought they were in control without being dominantly in control. And then they just got cleaner after half-time, didn't they? And a key to that was Petrarca. He didn't get a lot of it. He never really gets a hell of a lot of it. But I thought he was as crucial as anyone to what happened. I reckon even particularly in that last quarter, actually, when they just kept bringing it forward. And I know we've been talking about him for probably 2, even 3 years now, but Tom McDonald, he just gets better by the match, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Him and even Wiedemann, who was a bit quieter than the week before.
Did enough, though, didn't he?
He did enough. Wiedemann. And then you got Melchum, who's a very, very important player up forward. They got a nice little balance, really good balance.
Crucial goal, Melchum kicked, wasn't it? When they were coming, the Hawks. But to have McDonald now with 53 goals from the 19 games he's played, because we forget that he missed some with that injury that he had there
and
for a while.
And his kicking was no good.
No, it wasn't. As a backman.
As a backman. Now up forward, it's beautiful.
And the makeshift back line with Lever out, similar to Collingwood's. I mean, Sam Frost has just met every challenge he's got.
He's been out seeing the pig.
Oh, yeah.
He has, hasn't he?
Love him.
Yeah. And Oscar McDonald's had his critics over the journey, but he just continually stands up and has stood up now in the two finals he's played. So, and I like how good I know you love him, Jim, Simon Goodwin. Yep. I like how late in the season, was it round 18, 19, 20, whatever it was, Bailey Frisch just swung him back. And doesn't he look at home when he's got that little bit of extra time than a lot of players seem to have? Neville Jetta just continued his extraordinary form. And I think also, when you look at it now, six goals they kept Geelong to, Bill, in week one, and 10 goals they kept Hawthorn to, so everything's holding up. Viney's an extraordinary story, isn't he?
Nuts. And Harms.
I don't know that I've seen a pound for pound a tougher footballer than Jack Viney. He is extraordinary. He's a midget. When he's standing next to him, he is a tiny little man. He smashes in as hard as any footballer you'll ever see play the game.
He scares me just watching the game at times. So.
He scares some of the players at training, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
I did for 1 second there thought about Angus when he went down. I thought, he got a bad head.
Sort of top of the neck. Yeah. Mm. What about that? That might be the worst decision of the year.
Two of them there were.
It was just a wretched.
The Jordan Lewis one.
He's already on the ground. That one? Is that the one?
That was already on the ground. Has there been any changes or any talk about the sliding rule?
Look, I haven't heard. Heard it, Bill. But my take on it, and I think everyone's got a different take. My take on that was the umpires just got those two incidents wrong. I'd like to hope that's the case, because if you're going to umpire a preliminary final weekend and then a grand final weekend with that as the logic to those decisions, I think we're in a world of hurt. But Maxi Gawn just continued his great form too, didn't he?
Grundy was fantastic Saturday night. Gawn was fantastic Friday night. The Ruckman are back, we know that. It'll be a cracking game. The last time they played, of course, in Perth, Melbourne won, but there was no Darling and no Kennedy.
Yes.
So there was no
Viney, though, too.
Yeah, true.
So negates it a little bit.
But those two forwards make a huge difference.
Absolutely, they do.
West Coast do.
You mentioned James Harms, Bill, probably the best player over the 2 weeks, would you say? You package up the two games together. Gawn's up there as well. But Viney. You saw him yesterday after the footy show and you managed to get a photo of him?
Oh, well, Tony Jones was storming out.
The Chompers.
Yeah, he'd had enough after the... He copped a bit on Sunday.
Well, he probably deserved it.
Yeah, well, fair enough, too. He just had enough, so he's storming out.
Oh, not happy.
No. Yeah.
Oh, and then filthied up.
I saw...
Did the Chompers filthy up?
It was a quick goodbye.
Oh, no.
And storming out... And Harmsy was sitting there. I said, we've got to get a photo of you two. Tony said, no, no, no.
Harmsy was up
jumped
for it.
Up. He goes, come on, Dad.
Oh, oh no.
So Tony Jones had to stop.
Oh, no.
And they go, and we got a photo with the two Chompers. But good on Harmsy for doing that.
Did TJ legitimately filthy up?
Bill?
Maybe.
Oh! Was it because he was at Nath Brown prodding?
Well, no, it was a bit of that. And then Kane had his best five moments.
Hello?
And I don't think he likes the Rebecca Judd kiss. That
no.
When you watch it, pulls right away.
Sort of awkward. Yeah. Toe talks.
Yeah. Toe talks. And there was a couple of those again, and I think he did say...
Mind you, the 25th replay of it on the one show might have been about 23 too many.
Yeah, and he did have a little... He got the button there and just said to Mitch upstairs... Oh.
Build up.
If I see this on again.
Oh, no. Hey, the Hawks bounced out in straight sets. Yeah.
To me, it's a really disappointing season, and I'm not putting the silver lining on it. On the back of them finishing fourth and then getting out in those 2 weeks. Jim, I reckon some people will be wanting to look at and focus on the fact that they got top four in a year where some people had them outside the eight. But when you get there and then you go out in straight sets, I think you need to delve a bit deeper. And I reckon they bat really thin in a midfield collection.
They do.
And I think also, too, there were some big names, not just their lesser lights, but some big names who had two bad finals. And I reckon that's... Look, I felt sorry for Gunston, who kicked 3-5 in the loss to Melbourne.
Good.
He was good. He had eight shots at goal kept them in it.
He did.
Okay, he missed some goals and he missed some questionably because of kicking around the body, but that's what he's done and that's what he does. So I give him a full tick because he responded to what the quiet week the week before, but Burgoyne didn't have a good double finals.
He didn't.
Mitchell was down over the 2 weeks. Again, down off a massive high benchmark.
Got a good bump.
But still down.
Neville Jetta cleaned him up beautifully. Yep.
Roughhead didn't have the impact. Smith didn't have the impact. Bruce didn't have the impact. I'm disappointed in what they dished up in the 2 weeks of finals. And Alistair Clarkson's not someone to say, okay, boys, that was a good effort, is he? He's going to seek, I think, recourse. And that's why they're now really gearing up for this trade period. They always do. But Dylan Shield just looms even larger than he was before the game. Because of O'Meara not being available for that game too, they were even exposed more than they would have been, even if he was
available. That his knee?
Yeah, I believe it was.
So the Giants, seems to be players on the move.
There has to be, Bill. Shield's one. Again, they'll play it out until the trade period officially starts, which is not until Monday, week after the grand final. That's the official start of it. But yeah, as you know, Bill, and as we've been discussing on this program now for 6 months, they've got $1 million they need to clear out of their salary cap, and that now becomes very real. It's very much in front of them. Rory Lobb's another one who can be clearing out a fair bit of money in the one hit, and the interest from the two Perth clubs, and particularly, I would think, West Coast, because Fremantle's having a real trouble selling themselves to prospective people. It's why Tim Kelly... Bill, from your club, Geelong, I believe will only look at West Coast if he is to move this year. So, yeah, but they've got a fair bit
to
play out.
Is another one, is it?
What's yeah, he's only played the two. Yeah,
I know. But there's a few of those.
There's a few of them, And look, they'll be able to, maybe package up a Settlefield and someone lesser, so to speak, to get it close to the $1 million. But the Shield one looms very, very large.
You've got some boys who play for that team. I was obviously watching them Saturday night, who, if they were anywhere else, and I'm talking about Hopper, I'm talking about Taranto, if they were playing for a Melbourne club, they would be looming as future superstars of that club and the game.
Yeah.
But they're about seventh in line up there, aren't they? I mean, it's extraordinary. Taranto's a really high draft pick and an extraordinarily talented kid.
Yes, and he's had a good year.
Had a good year. Yeah. Hopper's a really good kid.
Yeah.
But they're just so far back with their mix. And when Scully comes back and suddenly there's another midfield spot gobbled up. It's an interesting, good problem to have.
Mm.
But they are, you wonder if they're developing the same way.
Who's the pick of that bunch, Jim? Is it Coniglio? I think he arguably put the, with Kelly out. Yep. I think he arguably put the best season together because Kelly missed so much footy in the end.
No, he's a jet.
On two stretches.
Absolute jet. Yeah. Cal Ward's a ripper.
Yeah.
Love the way he goes about it.
Speaking of disappointing players, though, we just rattled through a few Hawthorn names there. Cameron was really ordinary. I reckon. I know he got 50 goals for the year, but he just doesn't have the presence that I think we all thought he was going to have. When we go back to looking at him in the early stages of 2012 and 13, when that club was introduced to the AFL and he was introduced to the system.
I wonder if they're playing him. Bill, you are a former high forward. I would have him playing the role you used to play. Not the decoy we take the piss out of. The fact that you are up the ground and then entering. That's where he should be. He's too deep for mine. He's not a pack-marking forward.
No,
he doesn't stand under the footy when it comes in high.
And you don't see him lead a lot. No, exactly. On a lead and take
like a Revold.
He's a poor man.
That's an extreme.
He's nowhere near as good as Nick. But that same sort of thing, getting up, hitting it and bringing
does
it back.
Does he work hard enough for that?
I reckon that's questionable.
Yeah, because he doesn't chase. You know, a couple of times you're looking at him and he just didn't chase at all. He just, his work rate wasn't. And Cameron took him off early, actually, because he didn't go. And now I don't know if that he didn't run through the ball. That collision with
Harris Andrews,
if that's just worried him a bit.
Yeah, but even up until that moment, Bill, I don't think he'd been putting together an outstanding season. He might have been solid to that point, but it wasn't something we were going to be talking about in terms of him being an All-Australian candidate, even
so
at that stage.
So two losing prelims and now a losing semi.
Yeah.
Are they going? Are you buying or are you selling?
Oh, I'm selling.
GWS.
Yeah,
Scott.
And I'm not getting as much as I would have got six weeks ago, even, are you? Because the fact of the matter is someone goes out of that mix now already, and therefore they're already depleted going into next year, having failed to get there in the three seasons in which they had planned. Absolutely prepared for the future in winning a flag in either 16, 17 or 18. I think we reflect on it and ended up being the 2016 prelim final, which they had at home. Kellen Ward went down early, and I reckon they're going to look back on that and go, that was our moment gone at that point in time.
Dusty's knee, anything at all in this?
Yeah, there's a little bit going on with it. I'm not sure it's a knee. It could be a leg. It could be it's just a niggle down low in the leg, Bill.
New
but
tattoo.
There's something going on with it. Look, he's going to play, but you don't walk off the track as he did.
Where does it come from?
Yeah, just out of nowhere. It didn't. His form hasn't fallen away, has it?
They didn't play on the weekend. No. All of a sudden, he's got this.
Had a training session on. It was Friday, wasn't it? Yeah. They had the training session, and he's trained or moved to the side of the group again today. There's something going on there, Bill. Just a little something. Just a little finals nervous moment for the
See any local footy on the weekend? Any grand finals?
I saw one on the Sunday footy show yesterday. You brought to the attention of our hundreds of thousands of viewers.
I'm just trying to keep the locals.
I'll tell you what I'm doing, Damo. And that's having a piece of Paul Ruse. We're doing it next, Radzi.
No, maybe break after next.
It's all about Ruse, isn't it?
I can't believe what's happened in the NEAFL grand final.
19 on the ground.
19 on the ground.
Again.
Well, the Swans had 19 on the ground.
Of course they did.
Against
and,
North.
And daylight robbery against North.
That's right.
So, no, I want a piece of him, the super coach.
Ooh,
get it sorted, please, Radzi.
That was Damo's recovery session. Coates Hire will help make your project happen. 13 15 52 or
coateshire.com.au. Oh, JB, unbelievable scenes over the weekend, certainly in South Australia, but up in Queensland also. The NEAFL grand final was played between Southport and Sydney Swans.
Yes.
And Southport led by 60 points. And then the umpires, this is in the last quarter apparently, Jim, the umpires called the two teams together for a player count, and it was found that the Sharks, the Southport Sharks, had an extra man on the ground. Now, guess who was at the ground?
Who?
Our man, Triple M's very own Paul Ruse, was there watching his boy, and he's on the line. Ruse, did this happen?
Yeah, no, it was quite interesting, actually. So, yeah, I was up there watching Tyler play, and the grand final. So it was the start of the last quarter, so I think it was about, I was only about 20 seconds in, and they called a count, so we didn't really know what was going on. They did give a free kick and a 50-metre penalty, which I believe is part of the new rule. Look, the AFL were fantastic. They sorted out as quickly as possible. I think they added an addendum to the rule a number of years ago, or last year when it happened to a team, and then it's up to the discretion, depending on the impact that it has on the game, and they grabbed Tommy Harley and Jared Fields, who's the football manager of Southport, and they sorted it out pretty quickly. So we were in the grandstand, sort of not really knowing what was happening. And then we saw the Southport boys sort of hugging on the sideline. But yeah, it was well handled by the AFL, based under NEAFL rules, and common sense prevailed, which was great. And the Swans were fantastic as well. Ty Canelli came in the Southport rooms after the game and congratulated the boys. So yeah, look, it was great. Well handled by everyone, and the right result was found.
Well, this just follows the Ruse family around. I remember being bloody bent over by the Swans a few years back. Ruse, the same thing.
It's funny because I whacked a story on Instagram and Cole Garland said, put a message on it and said, oh, is that part of the Roos philosophy? Get an extra player on the ground. Yeah, it was funny because, on that particular day, JB, no one really knew what was going on there either, did we? No. I remember seeing Jesse run on and I'm screaming at him to come off the ground. And again, I think he was on for about 40 seconds or 30 seconds or whatever. But yeah, no one sort of really knew. So it was a similar feeling yesterday, actually, and being in a grand final. Yeah, because I was 60 points up. So the players were, and the tactics changed pretty significantly. Tighe ended up throwing a player behind the ball and we had a player behind the ball, but then we squared it up. So there's about 10 minutes where, yeah, no one really knew what the result was going to be. And then, as I said, the AFL did a terrific job in sorting it out. And, yeah, sanity prevailed in the end, which was great. The
young bloke get a kick.
Oh, 35 touches, Jim.
Yeah, no, he had a really good game. So, yeah, he had 35 and played really, really well. Yeah, it was looking great effort by Southport. They won four games last year, turned their culture around. Stevie Daniels, new coach, came in and, yeah, they replaced about 20-odd players. And, it was a great effort. They won 12 games, beat Aspley last week. And the Swans were a little bit undermanned. They had about nine of their listed players and 14 academy boys, which acquitted themselves really, really well. So, it was probably a bit closer game than what the scoreboard represented. It was a tough game, physical game, and both teams played really well.
The Swans have now lost their last five grand finals out of six, Jim. Jeez. So that's Ty Kennelly, the coach there, as we heard. Also, Scotty Clayton's boy played.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Like, Scotty and I, obviously great mates, and played a lot of Fitzroy, so it was exciting. I've got a great photo with Scotty and also got this photo of the boys with the cup and the flag, and it brought back great memories for both of us. So Scotty's wife Jacinta was there, and Tammy, my wife, and the other son Dylan. So it was a great family day, and it was a magnificent day for all at the footy club, and the Roos and the Clayton family was fantastic.
Oh, and the Melbourne Footy Club just head over to Perth too, Roosie, your other love child. It's all falling into place.
Jim, on Fox on the weekend after the game, Roosie's there with Ed and all them. The chant went up.
Oh, no.
Roosie! Oh. Roosie! And Roosie started it. Don't worry about that. You were loving it, Roosie, after the game, weren't you?
Oh, it's pretty exciting for the Melbourne fans, as you guys know. They'll all be on the plane over there to Perth. And, it's great the way they're playing. Great footy. It was a terrific game on the weekend. The finals have been incredible too. What, you got a cracker on Friday night, Richmond Collingwood, jam-packed stadium over there in Western Australia for West Coast versus Melbourne. So clearly, I'm hoping the D's get up and playing a grand final will be wonderful.
All right, Roosie, thanks for joining us. We knew, basically, as soon as we saw the story.
You said that, Jim.
Roosie will be there somewhere. Well done, mate. Thanks for that.
Good on you guys. Appreciate it.
See you, mate.
Hey, Bill, we'll do next week, how would you like to have this for your week? Brownlow medal red carpet.
I'll be there, Jim.
We will be there. And then the hot breakfast grand final eve party, Melbourne public.
Too early.
Grand final footy show, grand final eve lunch.
Yes,
where the who's who of Melbourne are present.
1,000 people at Palladium.
Amazing. They do an amazing job of
really
that lunch.
Good.
And then the 2018 Toyota AFL grand final, Jim. The big dance.
How do I get there?
Well, I'll tell you how you do it. And that is you take over from me because I can't be bothered.
You've had enough.
I've had enough of doing it, Bill. I've had enough of caring that week. So what I've said is someone can replace me. They need to look good.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have a good look about them, Bill.
Male or female.
And they also need to have sizzle.
Sizzle.
So when you turn up at these events, you know how to carry yourself.
Presence.
All right, so Kate, because we've asked for the female family members.
Oh, what did Katie say?
Clearly, my credentials speak for themselves. Just awarded Female Coach of the Year.
Oh.
Coaching the under-9s at Noble Park. That's Archer's old mob.
Well done, Katie.
By the way, I was the only female coaching this year in the NPFC.
That's how she was.
So my footy knowledge is amazing, says Kate.
Come on, Kate.
I like that. Nadia, Nards.
Yes.
My husband Johnny's a great laugh, loves his footy, scrubs up well. It'd be an amazing anniversary surprise she to be selected.
Well, Nards would be with me, so old hubby Johnny, you might have to just stand out there for a while.
Dan, I'm a single dad with three daughters, president of the local basketball association.
Yep.
Spend all my hard-earned raising my girls and supporting their basketball careers. So this would be nice for dad, hashtag bucket list.
Yes.
Maddie. Mr. Football, love the game, do anything to be at the big dance, even get a tattoo of JB and Bill on my ass. come on, Matty.
Look at Justin.
What does he
say? No. He wants to nominate Todd from Bow and Ed.
Yes.
Nothing more. No way, I'm not working.
Nothing
would
be more classic than Fat having to put up with Todd for a week.
Read Norm's first couple of words there, Jim.
I'm a good looking 120 kilo rooster. Come on, Norm.
I like Norm. I like the sound of Norm, Jim. 120 kg. He's got his own tuxedo, he reckons.
Toilet trained.
knows how to use a knife.
Can deliver the mayo. Oh, I love
not
that.
Not bad.
All right, not bad. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, of course, home of real brands and real savings.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Chemist Warehouse, by the way.
What do you got?
Mario just contacted me today.
And
said, I understand that you and Willis have put out some on-air requests and some nice gear. Nothing for you, Raps.
Nothing, Raps.
You're a Collingwood Bogan, mate.
Yes.
No point trying to get...
And you brush your hair forward. What is that? But that good.
So Mario. I said, Mario, make sure it's a nice full bag of tricks for Bill and myself.
And no, nothing for Brian.
No, no.
And Damo. Well done, Jim.
Absolutely nothing.
I like working for you.
All right.
We get good holidays.
That's it. Well, not enough.
No.
Next year, we just had the boss in. Next year, we need a bit more time off.
Do you reckon?
What are you talking about, Rhett?
Well, if you want to be the September specialist, of course,
Jim.
Shut up,
Rhett. We're getting back to that, are we?
To triplem.com.au. Click on the win page. That's how people enter to win all those prizes.
Thanks, Rhett. Well done.
You got us back on track. Thanks for that, Mario. We're looking forward to the bag of
Mario.
Goodies arriving. Very, very nice.
I think we can just walk into the shop and just take what we want.
Well, actually, we should be able to do that. Ryan Hoffman will join us shortly. Ryan Hoffman joining us shortly from the Melbourne Storm. We're going to find out if he's playing or not. Bill, you can man up and ask him that question.
Well, we'll see, Jim. Right. We'll see what kind of mood he's in.
You know I love the NFL.
You do.
It might be my favourite game, actually. And the Cleveland Browns just squeaking into a season again, 0-2.
You barrack for him. You have been for a long time. Yeah. Last year, did not win a game.
No, one game the year before.
So they've won one game in 2 years.
At 2 and a bit years now.
And this year?
We drew the first game.
First game. Yeah.
Which is unheard of, by the way, because you get overtime.
Yeah.
So it's impossible to draw a game, but we managed to do that. And then against the who were we playing the Chiefs, were we? The Saints. We touched down late in the game to draw level.
Yeah.
So came storming home.
Yes.
Scored the touchdown, Bill, which gets you 6 points, of course, and then the extra
you're in front.
No, well, that would be game tying. To just kick the extra point,
which you could do with your doodle.
Eyes closed, Bill, and our kicker just managed to miss it.
How does he miss?
He missed the extra point.
I've never seen anyone miss from there.
I know, Bill. It's extraordinary. We are born losers, to borrow Sam Newman's.
There's something wrong with that club.
There is something wrong. Yeah. Yep. The worst. It's been branded the worst franchise in professional sport.
But even
that's across every sport, not just the NFL.
Even the colours are poo.
Which is why I love them. Poo, brown, orange and white.
That's
I'm reading here because while we're talking NFL, Buffalo Bills cornerback Vontae Davis.
Oh, who?
Vontae Davis.
Jeez, they have some strange names.
Halfway through their loss on the weekend to the Chargers, their loss yesterday, he retired.
Oh, no.
Bill.
At halftime.
Halftime of the game.
What, went into the room?
Went into the showers, got his gear on and buggered off. And this is Lorenzo Alexander, your teammate, speaking after the game.
You've seen anything like that in your NFL
never
career?
Never have seen it ever. Pop Warner, high school, college, pros, never heard of it, never seen it. And it's just completely disrespectful to his teammates.
Did he say anything to you?
Did he say anybody to anything?
He didn't say nothing to nobody.
He left?
Yeah, you know as much as I know. I know I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, they said he's not coming out, he retired.
So he just packed up the bag, had a shower and left.
Left. He's playing in the NFL.
I know. Not out here.
Not some local mob.
Not at the Pine Pythons.
He's playing for the Buffalo Bills and he's retired at halftime.
Jim, you can't do that.
Too good. Anyway, I can see Big Hoff.
And the Bengals are my side this year. I like just Bengals.
This year? Just this year?
Yeah.
Cincinnati, why?
It's because I like them. They're go Bengals. I just like it. I jumped on them.
They're not Bengals, they're the Bengals, as in the Bengal Tigers.
Oh, they're not the Bengals.
The Bengals, you idiot. What is wrong with this man? Oh, come on.
All right, I'm on the Bengals.
Ryan Hoffman next.
For an irresistible taste you can't say no to, grab some CC's.
Australia's favourite corn chips?
Just say CC's.
Snacks on to Ryan Hoffman. One last attack.
The veteran scores, Jim.
Amy Park prelim charging at us. Melbourne Storm, Cronulla Sharks, and we've got our man Ryan Hoffman in. Hoffy.
Good
to see you, mate.
Yes. Thank you very much. It's been a few years since I've been here.
What about that Friday night, the precinct, Jimmy Boy, of course. You got Richmond and Collingwood across the, 200 metres away, 100,000 there. What will be the crowd? Because I read today that Storm have got the second biggest crowd of all the NRL teams.
Yeah, look, our supporters have just been growing and growing and growing. And I suppose the benefit of, starting when I did back in 2003, you've just seen how much the club's sort of grown in that. But look, our supporters have been tremendous all year. We're right up there with the average crowd, which is fantastic. And, you know, it's what you expect from Victorian sport supporters.
They'll be nice and hard at it too, the Sharks. Just got a real sort of hard edge, as have the Storm. So it's going to be on.
Yeah, it is. There's one hell of a rivalry. I think, you know, we had the rivalry with Manly for such a long time, but I think that sort of died off and it's sort of been renewed with the Cronulla Sharks. So look, they're a fantastic club. They get down and get dirty with you. And, it's a challenge. It's going to be a big challenge through the middle, but, it's a prelim. We're excited.
Goes back to 2016, I suppose, the grand final there. And then you've played them twice this year and they've beaten you twice, including once at Amy. Yeah. So they kind of know the Storm way, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They've got a very experienced team. I think they've got one of the oldest teams in the competition, but that just means they just know how to play against us. Yeah. They know how to get down into the grind, so...
Paul Gallant hurt his shoulder on the weekend, but you'd think he'd just front up, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'll be back. Yeah. I think every week Gal has a bit of an injury worry, but, mate, he'll always play his game.
Bill, 10th prelim final in 13 years.
That's why we love him.
Fourth consecutive home prelim for the Storm. Mm. That's why they've been renamed. Just win the Storm.
Just win the Storm.
the whole name of the joint's changed. And I see his photo here, Offie, which our beautiful producers managed to snaffle. Mm. Yourself, Billy Slater and Cam Smith. When is that, please? We'll put this one up online so people can see.
Yeah, that was after my debut game back in 2003. I think Bill would have played 5 games then. I just debuted and Smithy would have had about 7 games. So I remember that photo being taken. My mum actually took it. So it was...
Bloody hell.
We're all living together at the time. So it was a good photo to have.
What was that like, living with those boys back then?
Oh, it was interesting. We also had the lovely Barbara Smith living with us as well.
Barb, so come down.
Yeah, Barb was looking after us, and then she got jack of us pretty quick, and her and Cameron moved out. But look, it was a great way to start being a bit of a grown up living with those guys.
And he's just re-signed, Smithy.
Yeah, why not? He might as well keep playing. So it's getting a bit sort of selfish now. He's played 17 years ago.
48th year he signed on for, and $1 million for a year.
Just a brick.
That's what he wanted, Jim. It. How many boats can you have in the drive?
Oh, no. Smithy. Come on, Smithy.
Oh, no. And Billy Slater's last game in Melbourne, of course. Mm. Let's hope it's not his last game.
No, exactly.
Yeah. But it's interesting, Jim. I was reading an article on him, and his kids run out. And they bring out the ball tees or the kicking tees when they have a shot on goal. Yep. Or they bring out the water. Yep. So during a game, even the grand final last year, his kids are run out. He's high-fiving them on the ground. It's unbelievable, that.
Yeah, look, you get the Smith kids and the Slater kids both running out the tee and bringing out the footy. And, you know, you just see them all the time. So you score a try, you're walking back, oh, there's Jada or there's Tilly or there's Jake, there's Tyler. You just give them a high-five as you go past. Even when I was playing at the Warriors, I'd see them and they'd come over, give me a high-five and all that. So, look, it's great for them to be able to experience that with their kids.
I remember the presentation last year and they were having a game of – they were playing rugby in the background, scoring tries and all, out on the ground. It's unbelievable. Yeah, that wouldn't happen in our game, would it?
It's amazing. After the game, you see Jesse Brom, which is young bloke, my young bloke. He's a bit younger, so he's just spent his time chasing after them. But look, there's kids everywhere, and it's great that they feel a part of it.
Hey, Nathan Buckley, Saturday night, his kids went through the banner first.
Oh, did they?
Because we were meant to be interviewing him, and Linger and I are standing there waiting for him, and he's got this huge smile on his face watching the boys run through.
You go, geez.
And I'm thinking, it's a bit weird. Yeah. Like, he's run through himself 300 times, and he's been a coach for, so I don't know why he's enjoying that so much.
Exactly.
He came over and he said, oh, no, that's because the two young blokes have led the team out.
And bet you they didn't pay for that at an auction or anything like that, Jim.
Bill, I wouldn't have thought. Alfie, can you stick around? There's lots we need to discuss.
We've got to know if he's going to play or not.
We've avoided that.
You ask.
It's a bit awkward.
I'm not the one to talk to about that.
All right, we'll get to that next.
The CC is Melbourne Storm's Ryan Hoffman in the studio.
All right, the elephant in the room, Bill.
Yeah, Jim wants to know, Ryan. are you going to play? Because you've been out, you did the hammy, set you back a bit, didn't it? Great recovery. And there's some boys to come back in, including Chambers and also Big Nelson. So are you a chance to play?
Oh, look, I hope so. I think Craig hasn't really finalised his squad at the moment. But, certainly... Yeah, you know, doing what I did to my hammy put me back a few weeks and let other couple of boys get a bit of a jump on me. But look, I've been training really hard. I'm ready to go. If given the nod, I'd love to finish out on the actual footy field. Right. So we'll just wait and see. I've got Craig's number if you want to give him a call.
No, I don't want to talk to him. Oh, cranky.
10 to 12 week injury, Bill. And how long did it take you off to get back?
Two.
2 weeks.
How?
Yeah, it's a really funny one because I ruptured the tendon in my medial hamstring, and because I didn't do it running, which is how the majority of people do their tendons in the hamstring, and they normally do the lateral one. So because I did it overstretching, I sort of got the good one, I suppose.
What? And it took you 2 weeks, and you're back playing, and couldn't feel it?
No, like it was weird. Like I go straight to the physios, and they go, try this. I go, okay, I did that. Yep, no worries. And then they go, okay, we'll go get a scan. And they say, oh, mate, you've ruptured the tendon, so 8 to 12, but we'll try and get you back. And I just kept on doing different rehab exercises and, you know, just trying those little 1% things, and somehow it worked out.
Is that like Treloar's, I suppose? Are you overstretching?
Yeah.
The drug testers wanted to buy you off you.
Yeah, there was a knock on the locker pretty quickly after the game, I'll tell you.
And all good, obviously.
All good, don't you worry.
But you have set yourself up for next year. You're going to be part of the footy department there at Storm.
Yeah, I've I suppose for the last sort of 8 years, I've really wanted to stay involved in rugby league. I definitely don't want to be a coach because I've seen what coaching does to people, and I don't really want to put my livelihood in the hand of a bunch of 20-year-olds every week. But I see the administration side as a good way for me to stay involved in the game and the club, and hopefully give back to the club. I did my Bachelor of Business and done a lot of study around that, so I'm going to be working under Frank Panisi, our football director, and learning the ropes. You know, I agreed to a 3-year work contract, and I'm excited for that.
Well done.
Hey, we think you're a very good chance of sliding into the side because the bellyache has never made any sort of secret of his love for you.
Yeah.
he played with your old man.
Yep.
So you go back a long way, you and Craig Bellamy.
Yeah, certainly do. Him and Dad played together for a very long time, and he's known me since I was born, pretty much. So, look, it's just great how it all worked out in rugby league that he got to coach me the majority of my career. And, you know, he's always been, you know, a good friend to the family.
Dale Finucane's one of our favourites. He's been in a couple of times. It's probably best on ground the last game.
He was outstanding. Yeah.
And we thought he's a different looking cat, so we thought he might have been from New Zealand or one of the islands.
Yeah, that's it.
He goes, no, mate, I'm from Bega.
Yeah. He's got a bit of a Mediterranean look in him, doesn't he? The old bushy eyebrows, a bit like Smithy, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. But he was
outstanding. And Finucane's Irish, he reckons.
Yeah, that's right.
We didn't believe either of them.
No.
Yeah, we'd got a Tongan name. We call him Dale Finucane.
Yeah.
that's his Tongan name, so we'll just run with that. The old Finucane.
Members today at tickertech.com.au can latch onto their tickets, and then non-members from tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Yes.
So get along to Amy. It's going to be full, Bill, and rocking.
Well, I don't know if it'll be full.
There'll be prelim.
Yeah.
Full.
It'll be a good crowd, don't you worry. They'll turn, especially against the Sharks, so they'll come
don't
out.
Don't talk
of the
it down, Bill.
I'm not trying look to talk
you.
It down.
Look at him, Hoffy.
No, there was 20-odd there last night.
Get excited.
Night. I hope there is, Jim.
Well, if there's a blowout next door, we may even get a few come over.
And the other prelim is the Roosters and...
Roosters and the Rabbitohs.
Oh,
the Rabbits. Yeah, the Bunnies.
The Bunnies.
Crowey's mob.
Roosters still... with Cooper Cronk, of course.
That's right. Coops, I had a chat to Coops the other day, so he's doing well up there, living on the northern beaches.
Beautiful.
Is Big Russ still part of the ownership of the Bunnies?
Yes,
or
he is. He's still there. He was, at the game, he was carrying on a bit.
So. Yeah, was he?
He's excited. He's big Rusty's excited.
Burgess Brothers, of course, and done a bit of filming during the week.
Hey, good luck, mate.
Hey, good luck. You win this one straight through to another grand final, but it's going to be a tough bloody game.
Yeah, it will be. Like I say, the Sharks really get down dirty with us. But look, it's exciting. We've got an opportunity to play in our third straight grand final. So you don't get these opportunities. Well, you say that. You don't get these opportunities too often, but we have the last few years.
Storm, yeah, exactly. You do.
Yeah, so it'd be great to get back there.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Hoffy. Good luck. And when you do win the grand final, make it your fourth, of course, then good luck with what's coming up next.
Yeah.
Good on you, boys. Thank you very much.
Bill, I'll tell you what happened Saturday night, right?
Oh, what happened at your joint? There'll be something.
I finish the game. I drive home. Mm. I reckon I'll get home about up past 11, right? Mm. Lisa was coming from somewhere else. She arrived at about the same time. So the two of us look at each other and she said, "You hungry?"
Peckish.
I said, "I am, actually."
Oh, good.
So she said, "What do you reckon? Nothing else would be open but a pizza place." So I got out the iPhone and hit pizza near me. And about 10 different pizza joints came up, but they're all closed, Bill.
Right.
All closed.
At 11:30 Saturday night.
11:30 Saturday night, except for one.
Yep.
And I don't know if they advertised with us.
Who are they?
But the only one that opened was Domino's.
Domino's?
So I thought, well, the nearest one to us, I thought, was Domino's Hampton. So I hit Domino's Hampton.
Yes.
Rang. Bloke answered.
Yes.
Where do you live?
Yeah.
And I said, our address. He goes, we don't deliver to your address. You've got to ring Domino's Moorabbin.
Oh.
I went, okay.
Okay, mate.
Hung up. Looked up Domino's Moorabbin. Rung Domino's Moorabbin.
And?
The exact same bloke answered the phone.
No, how do you know? You knew it.
Mate, I just spoke to you.
He said, you got to ring Domino's
Moorabbin. And the same man then took my order.
Oh, no.
Bill,
did not.
100%. I said to him, mate, are you taking the piss? He didn't know. I was roaring with laughter. Yeah. He didn't understand a word I was saying because I'm laughing that hard. Anyway, eventually I said, I want half a Hawaiian and half a the lot or whatever.
Bill, how was it?
Anyway? Oh, it was absolutely fine.
So what did you say to yourself?
What the hell? Bill, he cannot believe that this bloke made me hang up to ring a whole different pizza joint, and when I rang the whole different pizza joint, the same bloke answered.
So he's the only bloke in the little room that you ring?
Obviously,
what do you call those places you ring?
Call centre or whatever the hell it was. I'm buggered if I know.
He goes, not this bloke again.
My phone must have come up on his screen.
He should have said, you got to ring Domino's Frankston. And you ring back and he answers again.
I said, mate, I just spoke to you. Oh, too funny. Anyway, hence. 133353 is the number. When was the last time you uttered that same phrase? What the hell?
What the hell?
You're just something that's that ridiculous, you have to say what the hell.
Well, I'll give you a quick one. I got series tickets, Jim, so I gave her to Ruby because she wanted to go Friday night with a couple of girlfriends. She goes to the game Friday night, gets her a touch late, goes to walk in, and the girl says, nah, these tickets are for tomorrow night.
Oh, no.
So I didn't know which game the series was. So Rubes has gone to MCG with the girlfriends, big noting.
That's it.
And they say, these tickets are for tomorrow night.
Oh,
Ruby
no.
rang me and said,
what the hell?
What the hell, Dad?
What are we giving away, please, Rob G?
Tickets to the Caulfield Cup for you and four mates.
Nice.
Also, Nina and Pasadena clothing pack. What about this? Paul Kelly making gravy, sold out.
Oh,
we've got a double to give away.
Oh, nice.
At Sydney My Music Poll.
Bill, nice. He made me hang up and ring him back again.
And same bloke.
It was actually Domino's Cheltenham he made me ring, not Moorabbin, Cheltenham.
Yes, and then
I rang it and he answered again. Yeah. Bill, there's another what the hell I just showed you.
What?
Simon Goodwin.
Oh, you're right.
I've got the producer from Seven to send it to me. He's got a pair of tracksuit pants on at the footy.
Looked like a nuffy, didn't he?
He did look full nuff.
Full nuff.
So there's another what the hell.
And you know what? He was looking up at the scoreboard watching that kiss cam. And he was right into it. He was loving it and laughing along.
Come on, Goody.
Come on.
I'd like to think you're better than that, but he clearly isn't. Paul from Camberwell. Paulie?
Billy, JB, how you doing?
What the hell, mate?
We had a tea break in cricket over near Blackburn, and me and my mate crossed the road to the 7-Eleven, and I said, how much for your 4-20 pies cover? He said, they're one for a dollar or two for a dollar. And I said, what the hell?
How many did you buy?
Well, I only felt like one, Bill, but I took two. I said, I'll do something with it.
That's too funny.
One for a dollar or two for a dollar.
That's what the hell, Bill.
That is what
well,
the hell.
Well, stay there, Paul. Well done. John Melton, Bill.
Johnny boy.
How you going?
Melton in the grand final this week. Good effort.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Anyway, John, all good? Good weekend? Up and about?
Yeah, that's it, mate. All around it.
What the hell, Johnny?
Yeah, so I went to go pick up a table tennis table yesterday. It was listed on Gumtree for free.
Yeah.
I get there, load it up, and the guy helps me load it up, and he goes, all right, $100.
Oh, what?
I said, what the hell? You said it was free.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, the table tennis is free, but... I have to load it up, so I want $100.
Oh!
So what'd you do?
I told him to get stuffed and drove away with it.
Drove away with the table.
Fair enough,
table.
Too. If he's advertised it for free, Bill.
Yeah, try.
Yeah, you're not parting with 100.
For labour, Jim, $100.
That's it. Karen, Bond Beach. Hey, Kaz.
Kazza.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Kazza. What the hell, Kazza?
Oh, what the hell was when I came home from work the other day, my house was robbed.
Oh,
and I walked in the front door and there was shit everywhere. Sorry, the French there. All over my... bedroom and my son's bedroom, and then the next day I've got two beautiful sons that are electricians. They decided that to look after us, they'd go and buy this security systems, and now I've got security system all around the outside of the house and all on the inside of the house. So every time I come in out and outside of the house, I've got to put this code on. So now it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. So it's a double what the hell, Kaz.
Yeah, I know. No good that.
What the hell.
You don't need that, Kaz.
Sorry to hear, Kaz.
No, that's no good. Stay on the line. Brad Blackburn. Hello, Bradford.
Braddy.
G'day, gents. How are we?
Hey, Braddy.
Hey, JB, the same thing happened to me. I rang the Mitchum Domino and the guy said to me, nah, we don't deliver to Blackburn. Yep. You'll have to ring the Box Hill one. So I ring the Box Hill one. Same guy answers.
How funny.
And I'm like, what the hell by this time? I was like, serious? And he said, no, you got to ring the Bird one. So I rang the Bird one, and in the end I thought,
he didn't answer again, did he?
Oh, I don't know, but the fuses are pretty short by the end of it.
Brad, I seriously thought he was taking the piss.
Yeah, so do I.
I'd have said, mate, you got it. You're joking me, aren't you? Oh, it's just too funny. Stay there, Pete, one turner. Hello, Pete.
How you going, boys?
What the hell?
Went to order a toasted egg and bacon sandwich, and the chick said, no, sorry, we don't sell them, but I can give you two pieces of bread and some egg and bacon. I said, that's the same thing, isn't it? Egg and bacon sandwich. What the hell? Seriously?
Toasted.
Or what was an egg and bacon sandwich?
Oh, that's funny. I love that. That's so good. Stay there, Pete. Jesse in Ringwoodville?
Yes, Jess.
G'day, boys.
What the hell?
So today we were trying to get our Collingwood Richmond tickets, as you do.
Yeah.
We're MCC, get onto Ticket Tech, 4 minutes left to purchase the tickets, you know, in the queue. Mm. Tickets come on, Mr. punching in MCC details. 3 minutes past, still punching him in, can't get him in. She's using an expired card, wrong details. We get two front row tickets, 30 seconds left. Pay details, everything expires, lose our tickets. Done.
Oh, no.
Front row, MCC, nuts. Not this weekend.
What?
What would you say to
this? out of luck there, I think.
You are out of luck, Jess.
What the?
What the hell? Yeah, well, you need to be listening because I think in the next couple of days we may just have a couple to give away. So, Jess, stick around.
Yep.
Not now, but
of course. I'll be spamming the number, mate. I'll be spamming it.
Righto. Jaden in Pakenham. Hello, Jado.
Hey, of course.
G'day, boys. How you going?
What happened, Jado?
So me and my wife, we're both Tasmanians, and we moved over here a couple of years ago. And in Tassie, Indian food isn't a big thing, and we sort of come to Melbourne and moved out to Pakenham, and we've never tried Indian food. So we went to the local Indian restaurant, and not a big fan of the spicy food. Yeah. So we've gone out to the local Indian restaurant, and there was two waiters. There was the fresh from India waiter, and there was the bloke that had been here for 20 years. And we got the bloke that was fresh from India.
Yep.
And basically, we sat down. We said, what's the least hottest thing on the menu? He goes, the butter chicken is not very hot. So I said, all right, we'll try the butter chicken. So I said, make sure you go easy on the chili.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, no worries, sir. We'll make sure it's all good for you. Brings it out. We get halfway through the dish, and he's going, and both of us, we're like pouring out with sweat, red at the mouth, tongue hanging out. And I'm going, hey, mate, what's the go with this? Oh, sir, I thought you said extra chili. And I said, no chilies. What the hell? What are you doing?
Oh, no. Oh, I love Indian food, by the way.
Yeah, it's not too hot.
Not too hot, but I do love it.
Normally the butter chicken's all right.
Lamb korma, that's my favourite. Wayne, Craigie Byrne, hello, Wayne.
The rotty bread.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Hey, good, Wayne.
Man. What the hell?
Hey, I'll try and make it quick for you. I've got an Eastlink toll. Yeah. And I'm driving a company car, and it was getting service that day, so I had a rental car. So I put the E-Tag account over to it.
Yep.
Drove it around Melbourne and got a toll, which they sent to the mechanics first and then on to us, which so then incurred fines.
Right.
So then I tried calling Eastlink, and they said, no, it looks like you changed the account over too late before you went over the toll.
Yep.
I'm going, no, that's not the case. Well, you're going to have to call CityLink. That's so called CityLink. They go, no, you've changed it over at the right time. What we can do for you is refund the $6.60 for the toll and not the $25 in fines.
Oh,
I'm going,
oh no.
What? You've got to be kidding me.
No.
And, I ranted and raved, and then they come back to me and said, no, we will refund it all, but... Just what the hell?
What
they
don't
want to get away with murder.
What the hell, Bill?
What did he say after?
Andrew Roville. Andy.
You go, boys.
Hey, Andy.
Spend a fair bit of time on the road, and you call into McDonald's and get your takeaway coffee all the time, and they say, would you like fries for that? You like fries for that? And they say, no. On Saturday, I've got the kids in the car. They say, Dad, can we get some action? I say, yeah, sure, go in. place the order, going through the window, and they say, oh, look, can you just go over the waiting bay? We've got no fries. You'll have, you know, we'll bring them out to you when we're ready. So
yep.
Park over there. The very next car comes out. The bloke's got a face full of fries. I'm thinking, what the hell?
A face full of fries.
They throw on fries at you all the time, and then the time I want them, I can't get them. And then the next bloke comes out, he's got
a face full of fries. Nice. Hey, Bill.
Oh, Tim, that was good.
Old topics. All right, who are we giving prizes away to, please?
You know who I like?
Yes.
Peter. He asked for a toasted egg and bacon singer.
They said no,
but we'll give you some toast, we'll give you an egg, we'll give you some bacon.
All right, what are we giving away here, please, Rabsy?
Tickets to Paul Kelly Making Gravy. That's at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Tickets to the Caulfield Cup Day for you and a mate, or a Nino Pasadena clothing pack.
Which one of those, please, Pete?
I'll get the tickets, thanks, boys.
Right. Two. Which one?
No, to the Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly.
Great gig.
All right. Now, we're just going to allocate. Well done, mate. We're going to allocate, Bill, because we're running a bit late. Paul from Camberwell, I loved. He's playing cricket. And we can either give you one pie for a dollar or two pies for a dollar.
7-11.
So he gets something. And who else?
And Andrew was good there with a face full of fries.
Yeah,
face full
of fries. All right. So there are your prizes. Here we go. And I'll tell you why we do these prizes differently. Because our boss came in when we did them last week and wasn't happy.
No, that was 3 minutes you wasted.
Well, I know. So we're now allocating them. We're still not meant to be doing it like that.
Still not happy. Is he ever happy?
Bill's
ever come in and say great show, boys?
I'll tell you why he's happy. Because how highly we rate.
Oh, Jim.
The ratings. He's happy with.
Does he ever say that to us?
Yes, he does.
Oh.
All right. A joke, Bill?
Yes.
Well, make it humorous.
Funny one. The match review panel has come out, Jim. Michael Christian, 3 charges laid. Toby Green has been charged with a 4th offence of misconduct against Taylor Adams. That one, he was fined $2,500. Rory Lobb, as part of the melee, he was engaging in a melee. What, $1,500? And Taylor Adams also.
What, so they only picked 2 blokes out of that melee, of which there were 40 involved.
Yep.
That's funny. The coaches' votes?
Yes, please.
Steel side bottom?
Yes.
Had to be.
Steel side bottom.
What a footballer that bloke
2 fives. He got 10.
Brilliant.
Maynard got 8. Lockie Whitfield, Caniglio, Jordan DeGoey only got 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Treloar. And for the Hawks Demons, Jack Viney got 10. Neville Jeddah. Hadn't he been unbelievable?
Been magnificent rookie lister.
I think Damo was the first one to pick him up and get eyes on him.
Really sort of nominated him as a quality footballer, and he is.
6 to Jack Gunston, 6 to Tom McDonald.
Yeah,
very good. Maxie Gawn 1 and Isaac Smith. Oh, so the Gary Ayres medal, it's called, during finals. Still side of bottom with 15, Dylan Grimes 10, Jack Viney 10.
How does it work? Because the teams that go straight through to a prelim
only play
3 games.
That's right.
If they play.
And the Melbourne boys and the Collingwood boys have got a few more games here, so hence they're on top.
Hence.
133.53.
I like that, Bill. Now, anything remotely sort of humorous?
Yeah, not bad today. I think you'll like it.
Really?
It's to do with the NFL.
Next, Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
Have they thumped another one of our guests?
Bianca and Carla from the block.
It's just
with the original guests.
They just help themselves. Now we're going to get pressed ham.
Oh, no.
That's some Richmond pressed ham.
Malloy.
Yeah. It was hairy.
You should do it back, Bill, and then we can have a bum
Mick
off.
Mick or Jane?
That is unreasonable.
Sorry, Janie.
You should not have to put up with that. The beautiful
just been mooned by Mick Malloy.
We have. And we're wearing that as a badge of honour.
The cricket, Glenn Maxwell, nice 80, Jim, on the weekend. Victoria defeated Queensland up there in Townsville. But Will Sutherland, son of...
Yes. Just a 5-for?
5-for 45, bowled really well. So well done to him.
If Dangerous Dave put his head up against the glass as well, you'd have 3 bum cheeks. Mix 2 and then Dangerous head. Equally bum-like.
Exactly. And Jamie Wincup won Sandown on the weekend. Conditions very ordinary there Saturday. Yep. But our man, Davey Reynolds, very good.
Nice.
And he goes to Bathurst now.
Which
and that's
is where he does his best
work. Exactly up there.
All right, now, Bill, something humorous.
Very.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota dealer than supergroups.com.au.
Oh,
here we go.
Supergroups.com.au.
Right.
And the NFL joke, this one, Jim.
Oh, yes.
Where do you find a buccaneer?
Where?
On your bucking head.
Oh! You can't be going with that. What?
Yeah, Mick likes it. Oh! Mick even liked it. Got a clap.
Come on.
Are we on air yet? I'm back. back, Tim.
You're back, Bill.
I come good when it's late in the year,
September,
late in the quarter.
You are the September gone. Specialist.
Bang! Billy, you are king.
Woo! Oh, you're fucking head.
Another catch-up done on Triple M's Rush Hour, and hopefully the show didn't stink.
You must improve.
Support your favourite team with an AFL fragrance for just $19.99. Available only from Chemist Warehouse.